Stand by, the Mona Lisa twins are on the way. Shown their skill as songwriters, the Mona Lisa twins, and Won't You Listen Now. That's a good song, that, girls.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I love the end bit as well.
When we played it live, we also always do the fade out, which is quite funny because I just didn't stand and do the just getting quieter and quieter.
Well, the girls have only just recovered, haven't they, Tim?
I'm not sure. I haven't asked them if you have recovered yet. Last night, late, down in London. And then we had to get back here. So, great show. First real gig in London.
Yeah, the first one with the whole band.
With the band.
Yeah.
And the band were on the Cavern, of course.
Well, and who was there?
Well, I was at the Cavern Pub.
The Cavern Pub. Yes, sure. Two gigs at the Cavern. One on Sunday night last. Last weekend. What do you think? Where do you rate it in your gig list of gigs you've played?
Well, the gig at the Cavern Club was definitely, I think, the best one we ever played. Or the most fun one. You just could feel the Beatles.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, it was great.
Were you on the Cavern stage, or were you on the one at the back?
No, the Cavern stage.
You're on the little round one that we used to use, yeah.
I was actually wondering when Paul McCartney played there again, did he play on the small stage?
No, he played on the big stage at the back.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he should have played on the small.
So do I. but probably couldn't get enough people in there, you see.
That's right.
You know, because there's only that tunnel, really, to see him.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
So tell us about the London gig. Where was that?
At the Surya, it was called. It was close to the central London, and I think it took us 6.5 hours to get there because we got stuck in traffic and then back again after the show. But it was fun. It was a great gig.
We were stuck in the dressing room as well. That was quite nerve-wracking.
Well, hang on, at least you had a dressing room. You don't always get a dressing room, do you?
Even quite a big dressing
room.
But
we couldn't get out for 15 minutes because the door handle broke, and so we thought we'd have to stay in there for...
Worst of all, they were stuck in the dressing room with a really angry man. Nobody quite knows who he is or was, but he was very, very angry.
He was so angry that he couldn't get out.
So tell us about your band, because you've got two members of your band here. Mm-hmm.
Well, they can talk for themselves. Say hello.
Introducing us.
Oh, yes. I'm introducing. On the drums, we have Jake Brown now.
Jake, is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Hiya, Jake.
All right, mate.
Welcome to the show.
Cool, man.
And then on the bass, Jason Griffiths.
Hi, Jason.
Right.
He's got stand-up bass with us now, hasn't he?
First time we ever played like that.
Is it?
No, I've never played with a stand-up bass.
Oh, the great slap bass.
It sounds so wonderful.
In fact, can you just plug it? After we finish with the girls, I'll play it in a Melda May track with a great slap bass on it.
Oh, yeah, you got all the best.
I had a Melda on yesterday. She's a wonderful girl.
Uh-huh.
She can really rock and roll. So what's happening, Sid? What's happening future-wise? What plans for the future you got, Sid?
Well, tomorrow it's the Liverpool Marathon,
the Rock and Roll Marathon.
You're running, aren't you, as usual?
I finished this morning. I got the day wrong.
I wondered why you were rubbing yourself down when we came in. Yes, good for you, Billy. So in other words, you were first.
Exactly.
The rest of them are coming in a bit late, a day late, yeah. Well, they're taking part in that. Not running, but what is it you're doing?
I think we're playing at 11 o'clock at the acoustic stage.
Otterspool.
Otterspool. Oh, excellent.
Yeah. You know it?
Yeah, of course.
And if I understood it right, we're playing next to where the people are running. Is that right? I think so.
Yeah,
that's
the whole plan of it.
That's
really good. I hope runners go past you.
Motivation.
How long you be doing?
Just half an hour.
Okay.
It should be fun.
Well, we'll have a 60s song from the girls after you've had the travel. My guests are the Mona Lisa Twins. We've just been talking about their new bass player. He's standing here with a slap bass, and they've never experienced it before. Well, yesterday, one of my guests was Imelda May, a young lady from Ireland, one of the big rock and roll stars from Great Britain. She just got back from killing them in Las Vegas. So you'll love this. I'll let you hear a real slap-up bass now with Imelda May and Five Good Men. Imelda May and Five Good Men. And we could all do with them.
Now we need to top that. We can't.
Okay, girls, have you told everybody back home that you've done the cavern now?
Yes, I think they all know by now because we spammed Facebook with excited messages being, ooh, we played the cavern club.
And I suppose Tim videoed it, did he?
The pun?
Did Tim, what's the lips? Did Tim video it? No, Tim, that fella there.
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
Did he video it? The trouble is, they live there for a while, they're forgetting that they're on normal English. They can't get used to Scouse. So what are you going to do, girls?
I would like to not do a 60s song, but a late 50s song today, by the Everly Brothers.
Oh, excellent. A late 50s song.
Yes. Everly Brothers.
Most use out of the bass.
Everly Brothers, wonderful harmony.
Little Susie and Pete.
Excellent. The Mona Lisa Twins with their full band. Mona Lisa Twins and... Do we have a name for the backing group yet?
You know? Oh, we need to come... And what did...
Do we have a name for the backing group?
The Two Good Men.
Oh, there we are. Fair enough. Mona Lisa Twins. Two bad girls and two good men.
Catchy, very...
That was great, that, guys. That really suited you, that.
I love the song.
The bass and the drums sounded great there.
I agree.
Okay, well, have a good week. Have a good day at the Rock and Roll Marathon tomorrow. The Mona Lisa Twins, as they say, they'll be down at the Otterspool source.
The acoustic stage is called.
The acoustic stage. Just when you've got a band, you go acoustic. Thanks a lot, girls. I'll see you next week.
Thank you. We'll see you.